Hello, Saints. So today I want to bring a topic called Not Many Mighty Are Called. And this comes from 1 Corinthians 1:26. For ye see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble, are called. That word mighty in the Greek means dunatos. And that means powerful or capable, able. So basically able to do. And this word dunatos is also used in these verses, meaning possible, Matthew 19:26. But Jesus beheld them and said unto them, With men this is impossible, but with God all things are dunatos, possible. Mark 9:23. Jesus said unto him, If thou canst believe, all things are dunatos, possible, to him that believeth. While there be many mighty in the world, able to do much for themselves, whether it be gathering riches, gathering knowledge, or developing a comfortable life, not many of them are called to follow Christ. Many woes are attached to those who are rich in ability, as they've received their consolation already. Luke 6:24-26. But woe unto you that are rich, for ye have received your consolation. Woe unto you that are full, for ye shall hunger. Woe unto you that laugh now, for ye shall mourn and weep. Woe unto you when all men shall speak well of you, for so did their fathers to the false prophets. And that word consolation in the Greek means paraklesis, and that means solace, comfort, consolation. So the rich have received their comfort already. And the rich will hardly enter into the kingdom of God. Matthew 19:23-24. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, Verily I say unto you, that a rich man shall hardly enter into the kingdom of heaven. And again I say unto you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. The ability to make oneself rich in Satan's kingdom is promoted by men in this corrupt culture. The harder you work, the more effort you put into your career, your skill set, your abilities to make yourself more appealing to Satan's culture, the more praise and riches you receive. Luke 4:5-7. And the devil, taking him up into an high mountain, showed unto him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said unto him, All this power will I give thee, and the glory of them, for that is delivered unto me, and to whomsoever I will, I give it. If thou therefore wilt worship me, all shall be thine. Yet we know, Luke 16:15, And he said unto them, Ye are they which justify yourselves before men, but God knoweth your hearts. For that which is highly esteemed among men is abomination in the sight of God. The mighty therefore, those who are capable and able to do it all in this world, are not often called. And this makes perfect sense, as the Lord explained to Brother Paul, 2 Corinthians 12:9. And he said unto me, My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. And this is the case, 1 Corinthians 1:29, that no flesh should glory in his presence. Because we shouldn't be strong in our own strength, which will turn to dust. Rather, Ephesians 6:10, Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Because 1 Samuel 2:9, He will keep the feet of his saints, and the wicked shall be silent in darkness, for by strength shall no man prevail. So while the world promotes the ability to do it all, I'll rather glory in my weaknesses, those things which are the least comely, that the light and power of Christ might be made manifest through me. 1 Corinthians 2:5, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. So that was my short study on Not Many Mighty Are Called. Yeah, it was really interesting looking at that verse, or word mighty. There's actually two different words in those passages for mighty, and this word used here meant able to do, capable, powerful. Not many that are capable and able to do everything for the Lord, everything ourselves, are called, because then flesh would glory in God's presence. We would have means to glory. If we could do it all, if we could do everything, we need God's strength. In fact, we can't inherit the kingdom of God without Jesus Christ and his perfect righteousness, because all have fallen short of the glory of God. And Jesus said, "Without me, ye can do nothing." And it says in another place, "The Spirit helps our infirmities, because we don't know what we ought to pray." And that's just one example of the Spirit helping in our infirmities. But the Lord is the one that picks us up, able to do righteousness, able to bear him good fruit unto eternal life, heaping up treasures unto eternal life. We're in the vine. We are the branches. We're grafted in if you're a Gentile. And we need the Lord's strength. We need his provision. We need his Spirit. We need his word. Without the Lord, we can do nothing. So we can't glory in our flesh, because without the Lord, without his Spirit, without his grace, without his mercy, you could go on and on. Our own strength means absolutely nothing. It's all the Lord's glory. Everything is for his glory, because everything was made for his pleasure, his glory, his honor. So let's live as living sacrifices, Romans 12:1, for the honor of God, and glory in our weaknesses, because the Lord's strength can be shown in our weaknesses, and that is a beautiful thing. So I hope this blessed you today. I hope you have a good rest of your day or night, wherever you are, and God be praised.